right, just a couple more minutes here with Dr. Jerry Corsi. Got one other call holding here. Josh in Texas, thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hi, guys. I just had a quick question for Mr. Corsi real quick, and I'll hang up and get off the line. Mr. Corsi, I read an article from a website called Right Wing Watch back in October 10th of 2007. It was talking about a group and who they were going to decide to be their presidential candidate that they were going to run for this year. And one of the people they mentioned that they were going to run in 2008, well, it ended up being Mike Huckabee, but your name was mentioned, and the group was the Council for National Policy. And I find it interesting that your publication that you write for is the only publication that's allowed to be inside of these group secret meetings when no other media is allowed inside. So I just want to get your take on the group and just get a little bit of information about your membership, specifically with some of the people like Rothschilds and DuPont and Michael Chertoff and people of that nature being in these meetings. So
well,
I'll hang up. Thank you.
I'm not in secret meetings with Michael Chertoff or DuPont or any of these other groups. There's been talk about me running for president. The Constitution Party asked for me to run for president. And I'm declining because I'm going to continue to be a reporter with WorldNet Daily. And I'm not going to run for president. I think I can accomplish more by continuing to write. But I can assure you, you know, that I'm not in any secret groups with the people I'm trying to write about to expose.
All right. Well, Jerry, as always, a pleasure here. I should have had you on for 2 hours because, I mean, there was more. I mean, you've got we just covered one article.
Well,
and we
one
didn't
article.
Get all of it.
That's okay, Mike. We can come back.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I'll plan on having you back because we want to talk about the jobs that have been lost. I mean, a staggering number of jobs have been lost in the last 7 years.
Incredible. I mean, we've lost, under the Bush administration, we've lost 3 million manufacturing jobs.
Incredible.
We're, you know, now in a whole new environment in which we're looking at sovereign wealth funds. I've got a new article coming on WorldNet Daily tomorrow about the $1.7 trillion in sovereign wealth funds that are positioning to control major banks and security firms in the United States. And I think people should really start paying attention because the next wave of what's going on is going to be USA for sale.
And fire sale prices.
At fire sale prices has moved towards the North American Union and the move towards, you know, this whole world government and world economy that the elitists at Davos and the other places have been planning for, you know, decades. And it's coming to be at a very rapid pace, and I'm trying to report on it. It's the whole purpose of my book, The Late Great USA, and that's a major purpose of what I'm writing in WorldNet Daily almost every day.
And then get your book basically anywhere.
A book by Late Great USA on Amazon.com. My name's Jerome Corsi, C-O-R-S-I, and WorldNetDaily.com, where I'm a staff reporter, also has copies available.
Good deal, good deal. I will get with your publicist and maybe try to get you back on for next week, and we'll go into some of the other stuff you've written. And by that time, I'm sure you've got another half a dozen articles already in the pipe.
I'm sure I will.
All right,
thanks, Mike. Great pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, as always. Thanks for being on, and I appreciate you coming on tonight.
Thanks,
Dr.
Mike.
Jerome Corsi, our guest here in the first hour, over 3 million jobs just during the Bush administration. One of the first questions asked in the debate tonight that was in Simi Valley, California, is, are we better off than we were 8 years ago? And John McCain's response was yes. 3 million manufacturing jobs, adios, hasta la vista, ain't coming back, and flipping burgers and fries at McDonald's makes us better off than we were 8 years ago. Highly amazing. We're going to get into the debate and want to hear your comments about the debate. Ron Paul got about 7 minutes tonight. That's up by 30 seconds. But we'll get into all that around the corner. If you want to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a fool. Easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on RBN, also simulcast tonight on the TruthNet Radio Network, on KU Satellite, and on FM and AM stations all over the country, some of them low-power FM and AM stations. I want to welcome everyone listening tonight and to all those people out there operating those low-power AM and FMs. Thank you very, very much for standing up. You guys are indeed true patriots, and you make this mission and this duty and this responsibility so much easier to accomplish. And I want to thank you, and I want to thank all of our affiliates that we have, and that number is continuing to grow. Michael Powers with RBN is doing yeoman's work in getting affiliates for RBN and growing RBN. And I tell you what, at this point a year ago, a lot of people might have written RBN off, but my word, RBN is coming back with a There's flames coming out of the tailpipe, baby. And I've just been amazed watching the audience grow, and what's happening and what's taking place. And I'm just excited to be a part of it, and glad to be here, and glad that you're with us tonight. Mouse, get your roll call here tonight on the Writer in the RBN chat room at republicbroadcasting.org. We have CB Lizards, Cherished Heart, Fresh Sam, The Sham and the Arabs, Sneaky Weasel, Suzette, and Vote for Ron Paul. Then over in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we've got Ambi, Amoral, Break the Box, Doug, Hard True Soldier Chick, Josh, K. Bowser, Manny, who's always minding the store, Michael, Mike CTW, Not Mike, Rob Works, Rock Turner, the Double O Viper, and White Star. And if I didn't mention Josh, Josh is in there as well in the chat room tonight, and I'm glad everybody is with us. If you've got comments or suggestions about the program or guest ideas, I got a nice email from Roy up in Canada, said he loves the show and likes listening. And so thanks for the nice note, Roy. I appreciate it. And it's just cool knowing that we have people from all over the world. Mo up in Oregon's from Iran. And I'm going to have to sit down and talk to Mo sometime. I actually lived in Iran in 1978, many, many years ago. And as a young teenager, I was there, and it was the experience of my life. Getting to, you know, to flying all over the world, and getting to meet different people. And it was very, very cool, an experience that I'll always treasure and I will never forget. They are good people over there. And I remember them fondly, and my time over there, before, well, then we got mad at the Shaw and kicked the Shaw out, brought Khomeini, and we came home. And that's how it was. But the time I got to spend over there was just absolutely incredible. And it showed me that regardless of who you are, where you come from, what you look like, your color, your skin, your religion, we're all the same. There's no difference. We all want the best for our families. We all love. We have, you know, exciting things happen. We all have heartaches. But the desires and the wants and the needs are the same. We're no different. And you learn that being with other people. I met people from all over the world there, and we were all the same. It was very cool. One of the funniest experiences I had was when we came back. We flew into Bangor, Maine. It's in December, about a week before Christmas. And we're flying back into Bangor, Maine. We had kids with us from Thailand. And their moms and dads were on the plane with us. And there's snow everywhere in Bangor, Maine. And we had left, when we left Iran, it was like 80 degrees. And we were all in shorts. And these kids outside playing in the snow. It was so funny to watch. They'd never seen it. And they were out there rolling around in it. It was a wonder they didn't catch pneumonia, but it was a great, great experience. Tonight was a big debate. Republican debate out in Simi Valley, California at the Reagan Library. Democrats are going to debate tomorrow night, but down to four candidates. Rudy Giuliani dropped out earlier today, and so it was down to four. That didn't mean, well, Ron Paul did get more time, about 30 seconds more. And I mean, even at some point in time, I've got one of these clips where they just cut him off. Wouldn't give him a lot of time to talk. And you could tell Ron Paul was visibly unnerved. And it was a squabbling match between Mitt Romney and John McCain. It sounded like two girls fighting over a doll or a boy. That's what it sounded like. And Ron Paul pointed it out, and Mike Huckabee pointed it out. Huckabee had the line of the night, quite honestly. He said, look, I didn't come here to umpire this little fight between these two. I came here to answer some questions. And I think, you know, from the standpoint, Ron Paul's answers were good. I've got the clips for you. He had seven questions directed to him tonight. And here's the first clip that we've got of Ron Paul tonight during the debate on CNN.
Congressman Paul, 61% of Americans think there's a recession already. are 61% of Americans say there's already a recession. Are we better off than we were?
No, we're not better off. We're worse off, but it's partially this administration's fault, and but it's the Congress. But it also involves an economic system that we've had for a long time, and a monetary system that we've had, and a foreign policy that's coming to an end, and we have to admit this. You know, the Republicans were elected in 1994 to change the direction of the country because people sensed there was something wrong. We were going the wrong direction, but we didn't do anything. In the year 2000, we did also. We were elected in the year 2000 to have a humble foreign policy and not police the world, yet what are we doing now? We're bogged down in another war. We're bankrupting our country, and we have an empire that we're trying to defend, which costs us $1 trillion a year, and the standard of living is going down today, but it's going down, and the middle class is hurting because of the monetary policy. When you destroy a currency, the middle class gets wiped out. Poor countries don't even have middle classes. We used to have one, and they're on the ropes right now, but it has to do with a fiscal policy, monetary policy, and foreign policy of way too much spending, but it took a lot of years for us to get here. The people in this country have been begging for a change in direction, and they haven't had it. It's time we gave it to them.
We've got a lot to get to on the economy to begin with. Let's go to Janet Hook of the LA Times.
All right. Governor Romney.
Okay, that's the first clip there. And Ron Paul says, no, we're not better off. But you had McCain, Romney, and Huckabee. Oh, yeah, we're better off. Uh-huh. Just as Jerry Corsi said, over 3 million manufacturing jobs gone. The dollar is worth squat. Inflation is on the rise. People losing their homes right and left, and we're better off. Somebody needs to take something and slap some people upside the head because they're woefully wrong. It's incredible. Callers, hold right where you are. I want to get a few of these clips in, and then we'll take some calls here. I'll play one more here before the break, and then we'll start taking some calls after the break, and hopefully have time to get all these other clips in. Because, I mean, the way they treated Ron Paul tonight was just it was nasty. And Anderson Cooper in this clip here, take a listen to this. He tells Dr. Paul that he'll get to weigh in on a question he didn't get a chance to respond to in 2 minutes or two questions. 2 minutes or two questions never arrived. Listen to this clip here.
Faces. Do you agree with Governor Schwarzenegger on this one?
Yes, I think California should do what they want, and we all recognize that. But one thing that hasn't been emphasized here that should be emphasized when we're dealing with the environment and gas house, greenhouse gases, is property rights. We neglected during the Industrial Revolution property rights, and governments and big corporations got together and colluded, and that's what has to be reversed. You have to emphasize the property rights. But I would like to take 1 minute, since I didn't get a chance to answer this discussion on conservative versus liberal.
You're gonna have another opportunity to do that. I promise you, coming up in like 2 minutes or two questions. I just want to go right now to
the little sleaze. Anderson Cooper never gave him the two questions or the 2 minutes. The little CIA boy didn't give him the chance to get in an answer, and that happened more than once where they cut him off. And you'll see this later on when we play the clip regarding a question about Sandra Day O'Connor and whether, as president, would Ron Paul have nominated her. And we'll have that clip for you here. Just a little bit. He gets about 15 seconds to answer. Boom, they go on to McCain, who gets over 30 seconds to answer. Woefully unbalanced as far as time is concerned. Romney got the most. I mean, again, it was a squabble back and forth between Romney and McCain. It was just a little – they both looked stupid. I mean, they really did. And I'm not saying that because I support Ron Paul. They looked dumb. They looked petty and idiot, and like a bunch of idiots, especially McCain. McCain is, he is such a dadgum criminal. It's obvious, and he's petty, he's shallow, and yet this is the guy they're claiming is the front runner. My gosh, folks, if we elect either John McCain or Hillary Clinton or Mitt Romney for that matter, and even Mike Huckabee. Huckabee wants a theocracy. We are in deep, deep trouble. And it is so important. I don't have any illusions about Ron Paul being elected president, but I want to build a movement that is so huge that anytime these people move, we start sending people home. That people in Congress are afraid to do anything without our approval. And we're going to do a show on that on Friday night, folks, so get ready. 800-313-9443 if you want to join us. That's the number. Back in a minute with more here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Wednesday night. Tomorrow night's going to be open lines, and Friday night we're going to have a bit of a roundtable program here. I've got a couple guests still to finalize and to get for this, but what we're going to talk about is how we can start taking back our cities, our towns, our counties, our states, and then our country, and get rid of these Congress critters that are selling us down the river. In this debate tonight, McCain was saying that the mandate to Congress was because of the runaway spending, not the war in Iraq. Wrong answer. Again, you little history revisionist. No, it was about the war. I'm sorry. Sorry, John. runaway spending had something to do with it. But a lot of the runaway spending was because of the war. A lot of people don't know this, but the entire war was financed off budget and continues to be financed off budget. Four raises to the debt ceiling since Bush took office in 2001. Debt ceiling is now set at $9.815 trillion, and they're still doing $800 billion appropriations bill for defense for the next year. So when that starts to go out, again, we're going to raise the debt ceiling one more time. It's not going to end until we get somebody in office and people in Congress that aren't going to put up with this stuff anymore, that aren't just going to spend stuff we don't have. Just like this scam with the gold, this leasing. I mean, it's a scam. And these people, if we go around writing hot checks, we go to jail. And Congress and this president and the president that we have in the United States for decades now, for years and years, not just Bush, but Clinton and Bush's daddy, Ronald Reagan, all these people have been writing and signing checks that we can't pay for. And they mortgaged the future of our children away without our consent. Oh, but they did have our consent. Ooh, I'm sorry. We keep voting them in. Let's take a call. Sean in Massachusetts, thanks for holding. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Sorry about the other night. I listened to the last, like, minute of your callers talking about, and I was wrong, so I apologize for that.
Sorry.
And I know you were completely befounded about what I said. Okay.
That's all right, Sean. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was just thinking about the Federal Reserve, and as I always do in your call, was it Jerry?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just talking about the mortgage crisis that we have here now, which so many of us called, and that it's affecting all of us. And I just wanted to bring up a couple of points with calls there, that so many times within a contract, and it's all about contracts, as we all know,
right,
there was never a full disclosure within contracts, and, you know, never a valid contract at all times, and that the bank has has to prove what they're doing, and if you bring them up on that, they have to provide evidence that you have signed a valid contract at all times, and that's really, really prevalent in this time and age, because when people sign these papers, there's a lot of flaws within the contract, and that's all I wanted to say. Right. The original contract is usually not valid.
Right. Yeah, I appreciate the call, Sean. Thanks. And I mean, look at the contract. As far as the gold's concerned, there was none. They came and confiscated it. And so the government confiscates the gold, doesn't allow people have their own gold, and then they cede, again, without the permission of the people's gold, to a privately owned bank called the Federal Reserve to do with as they wish with no contract being signed. That, folks, is a contract on America. It's not a contract with America. We've been contracted to be taken down. And they are working at a breakneck speed to make this happen. This another half a point cut to the interest rate. What brings it down to 3% now? I mean, you can't keep doing this and expect the dollar to hang on. But again, that's the idea. They don't want the dollar to hang on. They want it to be worth less than toilet paper, where you're using it to light your cigarettes and your cigars with, because it ain't worth nothing else. So they can bring in this Amero. And not only will it tank our economy, it's going to tank the Canadian economy, cause a global depression and recession as well. But hey, we're going to get the North American Union. Aren't you glad? Aren't you happy? I'm excited. Back with more on the other side. More of these clips and more callers. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
It's a great night here. I'm glad you're with us for the broadcast tonight. 800-313-9443 is the number if you would like to be a part of the program tonight. Let's go straight back to the telephone talk with Leo in Massachusetts. Leo, thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi. You mentioned you were in Iran. Mm-hmm. I was a very short time in an airport in Iran in December of 54. And what I basically remember at 10 was that we were not allowed to bring cameras outside the airplane.
Really?
Yeah.
Very interesting. On my time there, I lived about 20 miles outside of the second largest city in Iran called Isfahan. And we lived in it was in a compound, basically. It was an international compound, people from all over the world. But I went into the local Iranian communities a lot. I mean, there was a store down the about maybe a quarter or half mile down from where we lived. I just get on and ride my bike down. Camels everywhere that were later replaced by tanks. But just the people were wonderful. I mean, they were good people and very devout people to their religion and very much family folks.
What brought your parents over there?
My dad worked with Northrop at the time. They were at that point in time, we're building a runway at an Iranian Air Force base, and my dad was in charge of all of the installation of the runway lighting.
Right, because after our government, our CIA took down Mossadegh, I suppose then we just piled in.
Oh yeah, you know, and the thing is, you know, I remember being there, and we flew into Tehran in the summer of '78. Where we flew into the airport, the Tehran airport has an Air Force base there to it. And I remember the lines of planes and F-14s. A lot in that day and time, you know, an F-4 was still a formidable fighter, but not anymore. But those F-14s, properly maintained with parts, hey, they'll go to war with an F-16 or an F-14 or F-15 any day of the week. I mean, I've seen those things fly and I've watched them maneuver. And they had 79 of them, and if they're able to keep them up and keep parts with them, if we go to attack them, we might be in for a rude awakening.
Well, the thing is that they have Russian support with this thing called Sunburn missiles.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, they can't
track. And that's the real thing that could take down the aircraft carriers. And
oh,
anyway,
yeah,
I'm more interested in the gold thing. With that issue, I think this whole gold thing is way overblown as far as using that as a base for the currency. It should probably be something more practical like grain. I have this thing about gold and diamonds. when we're in, the real gold is the wheat and the real diamond is the water. So when we're in the desert, I'll give you the gold and the diamonds and I'll take the water and the wheat.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you could base a currency on anything. I mean, anything of value. And again, though, the problem, though, with the grain is year to year, though, you could have huge swings in the value of the currency due to the weather. If you use a commodity like grain or corn or something to that effect.
Well, they play games with the gold prices and they play games with currencies. The banks are playing games with our money no matter what happens, so I don't see any big, any real difference.
Well, you may be right there. I mean, the difference in these games, you know, it would be an act of God as opposed to people taking something that doesn't belong to them and selling it at a profit, and chances are they're doing the financing on the back end anyway.
I mean,
so not only do they make a profit on the gold, they make interest as well.
I mean, just think about it. Now, with Barrick Gold, you have Bush owning Barrick Gold, and they mowed down 50 miners in Kenya, I think it was, or somewhere. Anyway, so wouldn't it be better to have the banks own farms so they can grow food instead of mining gold?
They'd find a way, though, to screw us out of the food.
Oh, well, it's harder. It's harder to do that. At least we could eat our currency.
What are you having for lunch? I'm having a 10 spot.
just thoughts to ponder, you know.
Yeah, gonna take my woman out tonight, and I'm gonna let her have a 20.
Right.
Ooh, baby, you are a big spender.
All right, I'll let somebody else get on.
You're welcome. The only problem is with value with like grain is what if you come in with like the genetically modified currency. Genetically modified grain. I mean, or you'd be able to eat it. I mean, would the genetically modified currency have as much value as, say, non-genetically modified currency?
I mean, I don't eat corn anymore, and I love corn, but I'm afraid of it now.
Oh, I'm about the same way. But, I mean, you know, again, more points to ponder, because it would be the genetically modified corn would almost be like what the Federal Reserve does now and print money out of thin air.
Or something you wouldn't want to eat.
Leo, they've got us covered 8 ways to Sunday, my friend, I'm afraid.
But, I mean, I'd much rather see them owning farms to create their money.
Yeah. Yeah, because at least we know where to show up with the pitchforks.
Right. All right, catch you later.
Thanks, Leo. Back to Henry in Connecticut. Thanks for holding, Henry. Welcome back.
Yeah. As far as genetically engineered corn, I talked to Jackie Petru of sweetliberty.org, and she told me that there was a farmer that had genetically engineered corn, and when the black crows ate the corn, they died. So I'd imagine if you ate genetically engineered corn, if you're still, you know, it probably is not, because you wouldn't still be walking around. Because if it kills the crow, it should kill you, too.
Well, that's true, and see, that would help them in their whole end game.
Yeah, you see, that's another thing, too, yes. The population control, yeah, flood us with all the Mexicans, but they're going to wipe out this and that. The fact is this, I was talking with a guy earlier on this network, I think his name is Alan Watt, he's intelligent, but he sort of has a pessimistic, too, because he'll tell you like as if these people are just winning. I don't see them winning. I just don't see them winning. I see them doing things, but they're not winning. A lot of stuff they tried is just not. I mean, it started with William Cooper and what's the other guy, Jordan Maxwell. I mean, they effed them up big time, but way back then. I mean, in the 90s, forget about it. But even now, they're just not winning. You know, they're trying. I mean, when's the last time they had to rig a primary? They're scared to death of Ron Paul. I mean, a guy like him, they're just scared to death of him all the way around. They got to rig and shaft the whole thing, shaft the debates and everything. It's just, you know, obviously they're in trouble. Robert Chapman says they're really in trouble, and they really, it's not that they want to tear down the dollar right now so they could bring in the Amero. It's, according to him, he's a financial expert, it's the opposite. They want to try to hold out as long as they can until they're ready. And the fact is the system, they lost control, or they're losing control, even with gold. Yeah, they may be trying to keep gold, reset gold to 900-something. That's possible. But on the other hand, I remember not too long ago, about, 6 months ago, every time when gold went near $700, they kept hammering it down and hammering it down, and they were doing it constantly every 2-3 weeks or so. Like, they wouldn't dare even, like, they were scared of the gold getting to, bursting out of 700. So, I don't understand why would they, why didn't they just let it go past 700 back then? Also, the amount of tonnage of gold that they had to sell the year before that to make the gold drop down $100. They had to do twice or three times the amount to make it drop $20.
Henry, I think
they're in trouble. They're in trouble. I'm telling you.
I agree, and I think too, and I think what we've done is we have slowed them down enough, and we have stymied them enough to where they have to step back and analyze what's going on, and either try to push things forward really quickly or come up with another way. But at the same time, I think that there are a number of warring factions who are involved in this, and other groups that are wanting to be part of this little organization, people like the Arabs, and now the Chinese.
Oh, I see.
And so I think there's a little battle that's taking place inside of all these. Now, that's my opinion, and at certain Starbucks, my opinion and a dollar will get you free a cup of coffee, but only at certain selected Starbucks. But that's what I see, is that it seems like there's all these warring little groups that are trying to vie for the main power, and you've got this old world group of folks represented by Henry Kissinger and those types who are pushing for the globalization, and these others that are wanting control in their own chunk of the pie, whose wealth has materialized, say, in the last half century.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. But I'll tell you something else, too. I also heard that Bon Jovi had some new album out with rock that was against something with the New World Order. And that slipped out. Then you got Aaron Russell. He slipped out. Then there's stuff slipping out with 9/11. See, another thing, too. The whole thing with the Internet. I love the Internet because all the sex stuff and everything else you get on there. But the thing is that my computer burnt out. And I'll get that straight. But the thing about the Internet, too, they use that just destroyed them also. I mean, just barbecued them, I mean, cooked them, because ever since we had that, and that got bigger and bigger, you had everything from Aaron Russell to this, to Cooper, to RBN, to Chapman, to this and that, and it just, and Aaron Russell and all the other stuff, and the loose change, and it just destroyed them. I mean, just if it wasn't for that, too, that's a, like I'd say, the internet is not the only thing, but I'd say that's a good large one-fifth of what contributed to really making their demise, or at least one-fourth.
I think the internet's been their biggest mistake.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, and yet they helped invented it because it originally came out of the Pentagon, right?
Yeah, it was originally an ARPA project, or it's originally called ARPANET.
Oh, by the way, I'll say this too. I talked to a guy who rigged the thing with the RFID. That's another thing. That's what I'm saying. Nothing they're making is work. They got the RFID thing in the passports. Well, okay, there's a law against sending out a false signal, supposedly so-called. But here's what he told me. It's not a law against making it not read right, though, or it doesn't read at all. And he's got special things you can go to put the passport in the wallet, in the special wallet, and it won't pick up. The other thing he told me is that there's teenagers, you know, ones younger than me now. That these people, like, you know, I'm just about, you know, like late 30s or 40, but these people, like in the 20s to teens, they're rigging the things where you can go on the internet, you could buy blank credit cards, not credit cards, but the blank things used to make a credit card. And because a lot of companies like JCPenney or even private companies use them, and you can rig the I won't go into it, but you can rig the whole thing, and it's legal, though it's not illegal, and you can rig it. So there's things that people my age and young, your age and my age and younger especially, that are really rigging, and that these guys like Rockefeller got to be really scared of. I mean, they really got to be scared of these ones from 15 to 23, because with their computer stuff, they just all mess, just S all over them. I mean, their RFID, there's stuff that you can do if you know what to do. Also, with a number generator, with so-called personal identification code, it's legal. You can get a special software that is a number generator. It'll keep hitting and hitting and hitting until it gets the right one. If they had the microchips of this stuff, they were drinking with that. It's just crap. Okay, I'll go. You can take another call. Nice talking to you. Great. Oh, by the way, when is that hemp guy coming on? Tomorrow, right?
No, he was on last night.
Oh, I missed it. Oh, darn. Okay.
Well, listen to the article. We had a class for Tom. Yeah, he was on. Okay. It was scheduled for an hour. Was on for an hour and a half.
Oh, darn it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, maybe I'll get the rebroadcast on the web. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All right, thanks. Matter of fact, last night, Tom James called me today. And he was up until after 3 o'clock last night, people just ringing his phone off the hook. So thanks for all the calls to hempusa.org last night. And Tom was just so excited of all the good people he got to talk to last night. And he's really passionate about what he does. But no, the internet has been the biggest mistake, in my opinion, that the New World Order crowd has made. And the fact that we've been able to find each other. That's the big thing. We're able to talk. We're able to communicate. We figured out how to make this information go viral within minutes now. And if they take it down, we'll find another way. Because we found each other once, and we're going to want to keep in communication. That's where they messed up. Real quickly, want to get another Ron Paul clip in here from the debate tonight. Here's Ron Paul. Being asked about the infrastructure and how to pay for it and that good stuff.
Project, you have to get designs, eminent domain, you get the engineers to approve. It takes years and years and years to get a road project, so it's a wonderful idea, but it's not related to the short-term economic stimulus.
Well, you know, the governor says that you have to borrow for a handout of a check from the Chinese. Where are you going to get the money to build the highway? Same old thing. You know, we have a foreign policy where we blow up bridges overseas, and then we tax the people to go over and rebuild the bridges overseas, and our bridges are falling down, and our infrastructure is falling down. So, yes, this money should be spent back here at home. We have a $1 trillion foreign operation to operate our empire. That's where the money is. You can't keep borrowing from China. You can't keep printing the money. We have to cut some spending. That's what nobody here talks about. Where do you cut spending if you want to spend some money? We need lower taxes, less regulations, and we need to free up the market. We can't allow, expect the government to do everything. We have to have faith and confidence that the market works, but you can't do any of that unless you look at the monetary system.
Next question to Senator McCain from
All right, let me see if I got enough time to play this next clip. We're going to try to slide it in here real fast. More Ron Paul from the debate tonight.
Yes or no, Congressman Paul, was Sandra Day O'Connor the right choice?
I wouldn't have appointed her because I would have looked for somebody that I would have seen as a much stricter constitutionalist.
Senator McCain?
I'm proud of Sandra Day O'Connor as a fellow.
Now, what they did here, and so I'm just going to cut him off because I don't want to listen to the idiot anyway. Look, I don't know nothing about any of this kind of crap. I just want to talk about blowing crap up and staying all over the world. And being like a king and an empire builder. You want to talk about national security? I'm your man. I'm the expert. He even had the gall tonight to say that he was the expert on national security because he got his happy butt shot down and he gave military secrets to the enemy as for special treatment. That makes him an expert on national security. Yeah, watch, it'll work too. They're going to buy it. I know they're going to. All right, we'll come back on the other side with more. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you.
Final few minutes here on the broadcast tonight. Tomorrow night, open lines. And we're going to try to get Jerry Corsi on for another night next week. Talk about some of the other stuff he's written about. 3 million jobs, he said, gone. Manufacturing jobs. And to replace one of those with this service sector jobs, it's going to take two or three of those service sector jobs to replace the lost wealth of the manufacturing job. But it's America. It's a wonderful thing. It's great you can work three jobs here in America, isn't it? One of our RBN's sponsors is, you've heard it, you know you've heard their commercials, Cardivite. The product's no joke. If you're having health problems, getting tired, worn down, then you need Cardivite. Cardivite supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it is all natural. Visit the Cardivite folks today at www.heartdrop.com or call 877-928-8822. That's heartdrop.com or call 877-928-8822. And when you talk to them, tell them you heard about it on the Midnight Rider here on RBN. So Ron Paul in the debate, not going to really have time to play any more clips of not really. But he had a great answer on leadership. It talked about the real role of the president, and then 100 years in Iraq, that we shouldn't have been there in the first place, and understanding that it's what's bankrupting this country, that and the economic system and the monetary system, that said it's not the economics, it's the monetary system, that's dragging this whole thing down, and you know, designed to bring it to a collapse. And when the very people who set the prices on the gold are able to manipulate the price of gold and control how it's mined, how it's traded, the system is rigged. And then for them to be able to actually go and steal the gold, sell it to somebody with a fake IOU, finance it on the back end, add interest, these people are crooks. These are actual criminals. These people need to be arrested and put in jail, and the key needs to be thrown away. And you know what? Quite honestly, that's too good for them. Because just like McCain giving up all the military information to the North Vietnamese, how many people's lives have been affected by this type of stuff? How many? Now, I didn't bring a guy on tonight that comes from Cooksville. This guy has been on every major mainstream media outlet talking about the same stuff. And that lends credibility, folks. If you're listening to this show for the first time, what you heard tonight is the truth, that, hey, they are stealing our gold and making money on it, and it's not their gold in the first place, and we've got a government who's complicit in it all. And you think government loves you and government wants to help you? No. Government is here to hurt you. They're a parasite. And the only way they continue to exist and to grow is to continually leech off of you. That's why you pay income tax. So the government can grow ever larger by the fact we've got a fiat currency and they print more and more and more, which allows the government to grow, and you're paying for the pleasure of your own demise. Folks, you have a great night. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. That's why we're fighting to save this country, everybody. Have a great night. We will see you tomorrow night back here on The Midnight Rider. God bless everybody. Gold.